We got two game sevens. It was the first time we had both game sevens in the LCSs since 2004, which is kind of crazy. 16 years since we had that.
Interesting.
Were you into it at all? The two?
I was into the Rays because I was in. You know, I was now. Now I told you once I started like wanting to see Houston win, I knew they'd lose. But you know, I'm happy for the Rays though that they hung on and didn't choke this series away. I have to say. I am happy for them. And early on, look, two things stuck out at me. Randy Arozarena just was unbelievable. He set amazing. The tone early with that two-run homer. And Charlie Morton pitched a tremendous game. And, you know, I know it worked out for Kevin Cash.
Oh, thank you.
But, I mean, he five and a third inning. I think he given up one hit. Mm. He allowed a couple guys on. You know, let the guy pitch, will you? He couldn't wait to get him out of the game.
And you know what? It almost backfired because the Astros rallied in the eighth inning. They had a few opportunities.
Right.
But Carlos Correa had that two-run single in the eighth that made it a game. And Charlie Morton was brilliant. And
he was tremendous.
He's been brilliant in winner-take-all games before. So this is – and Yankee fans know about that if you go back to 17. But to take him out with two outs in the sixth inning after he gave up like an infield hit to Jose Altuve – was just too much. And it's a part of why I can't stand the Rays, I got to tell you. They are the face of everything in baseball I don't really like.
They are the face of the the analytical kings, if you will.
They are. They are. That's why.
I know.
By the time we got to Game 7, I was basically an Astro fan. Yep. I was all in. And, you know, like you said, it didn't end well. You know, the Rays jump out to an early 3-0 lead. Lance McCullers giving up that home run to Arozarena early, and then Zunino hit a bomb.
Yep.
But incredible. I mean, to be down 3-0, to force a game 7 for only the second time in the history of baseball, and give Tampa Bay credit, like you said, that, and maybe having no fans at the ballpark actually does help, because if that game 7 is in your own building, there's that game 7 tension of, oh my God, this team's about to blow a 3-0 lead.
Well, look, I don't think there's any question that no fans in the building helped Houston. I mean, come on. Well, I mean, yes, all year long. I mean, look, I mean, they didn't have to do much to make the playoffs with the setup the way it is. So I don't know how much you put in them having a losing record, but to me, that helped the Astros. They never had to deal with any of the fallout from the cheat gate or whatever you want to call it.
100%. The thing about the losing record, that because I probably would have thought back in June or July when this was being talked about, hey, if a team with a losing record, it's going to be a disgrace. The reason it doesn't bother me with them is that it's them. It's the Astros.
Right.
They're in the LCS every single year. So. Yeah. Even though, their pitching was nowhere near what it used to be, there's no doubt. I don't know. I looked at them differently, and it didn't bother me that they were a sub-500. Because I was talking to my dad about it. It bothered my dad. He admitted it. He's like, I don't love the fact that they could be a sub-500 team in the World Series. I think it was different. I just didn't – it didn't bother me that way. But, hey, they didn't make it. They made a great run. You know, Dusty's crew made a nice comeback. Unfortunately for them, it falls short. And the Tampa Bay Rays, the best team in the American League, let's all admit it. They were. They win the American League pennant. And the other series, look, I understand that last night it was competing with football, which is, you know, not a good thing for Major League Baseball. I found myself really into the game last night, mainly because I wasn't into the series. I think I told you that. Dodgers, Braves, whatever.
Right.
It was a game 7. And so that just
And they
that
came back
itself.
From 3-1 as well. I mean, you know, you had the one series was 3-0, the other series is 3-1. This one came, these guys came back and actually did pull it off. So.
Yes. But I found myself, when at first pitch, I was all in. Like, it's great. We got a game 7. And it was a hell of a game. I mean, I could complain that there were too many walks in the game.
Right.
But it was just wildly entertaining. And we saw play. And you knew in the moment that this was going to be the play.
Mookie Betts.
Wasn't even that. That was a tremendous play. Mookie Betts' leaping catch. You're right about that. That was a tremendous play. But the Atlanta Braves, okay, they're up in the game at that point. It's 3-2. Okay, they have they just took the 3-2 lead, I should say. They have second and third and nobody out.
All right,
to jump on this. And the batter is Nick Markakis. And he hits a ground ball to Justin Turner, our old buddy Justin Turner. They throw to the plate to get the first out. Great, super. And then they turn around and get Dansby Swanson trying to go to third. So they turn a double play.
Right.
With second and third and nobody out, and you felt it. You just knew at 3-2, Dodgers are going to win this game. Like that. And then the inning later is what you were alluding to, that Mookie makes this
Freddie
great catch.
Freeman.
Yep, robbing Freddie of a home run. And so even though the Dodgers didn't immediately come back in the fourth inning, in fact, they had a bunch of guys on base and Max Muncy struck out, so they had a big opportunity. There was just that sense of that is going to be the play that's going to do them in. And it reminded me of the Mets. I mean, it was a Mets-esque base running play from 2020, I got to tell you.
Right.
And eventually you did. Enrique Hernandez hit a pinch hit home run on a great at-bat, and then Cody Bellinger hit this just epic bomb and injured himself while celebrating. But you know what? When you win the National League pennant, I mean, you're excited. What could I tell you?
And you got to believe the Dodgers. I mean, look, I want to see Tampa win. You know that. You know how I feel about the Dodgers. But,
right.
You know, you got to feel, what is it, three World Series appearances in 4 years for the Dodgers now?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure they got to win this one, don't they?
I mean, they.
I mean, you would think so, right?
They need to. I mean, or else you're entering territory. And I know what Buffalo accomplished in the NFL in the early 90s was incredible. But the lost rings, if you will. You know, this is a franchise that hasn't won a world championship since 1988. It wasn't last week, okay? It was a long time ago, and they've had really good elite-level teams.
Yep. Yep.
Eventually, you got to win. And I got to hand it to my cousin Dave. Dave Roberts stuck with Julio Urias for the final three innings of this game. He didn't get cute. He didn't say, oh, I got to go to Kenley Jansen.
Right,
got to do it. No.
Right, right.
He stuck with him, and the reason he stuck with him is because he literally got everybody out. He faced nine guys, retired all of them, and great job by him. He pitched very, very well throughout this postseason. And the L.A. Dodgers complete the 3-1 comeback. It was a hell of a game, and I'm sort of excited for the World Series.
What kind of number you get on Tampa? They got to be big underdogs, I would think.
Yeah, I was looking at it before, and they are, I think it was like, I'll get you the exact number, but it was... It's like plus 140, I think, something like that.
Well, it's not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big. And plus 140 is not, you know.
Yeah, actually, it's a little bit higher. Plus 165.
Yeah.
That's the number.
It's okay.
Dodgers, I mean, that's a somewhat significant number. Dodgers are pretty good favorites, and they can have their pitching lined up because they could go Kershaw game one.
Right.
They could go Walker Buehler game two. And remember, off days are now in play. So you've got.
So what are you going to do? So two games. So they go two games. What do you start tomorrow night?
They start tomorrow night. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. So Tuesday, Wednesday, they're off Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then off Monday, and then the last two if it goes that far.
And the reason I prefer it because someone asked me on Saturday, "What do you think?" And the answer is because I want to see the best pitchers. I want to see the. I don't want to see the fifth starter.
Right.
I don't want to see, like, I like Dustin May, don't get me wrong. Dustin May pitched twice in 3 days. We're not going to make a big deal of it because he's only pitching an inning or two.
You know what I like, too? And I look, I'm not a big fan of neutral sites for, you know, World Series playoffs.
Right.
But one thing I will say about it is not having to worry about any weather issues is a big deal. I mean, I got to tell you that. I mean, knowing that you're going to get a full game in and knowing you're not going to have to worry about any rainouts and anything like that, that's pretty good.
Whatever. I get what you're saying, but
no, I do. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, you know, you're gonna get. You know, I hate that when you got rain delays, and now we got to move the game back, and maybe we're gonna be 3 days without. You know what I mean?
No.
I love the fact that you're not. And I'm not saying that I want it in neutral sites, but I'm saying that that's something that to me was a good thing in this postseason.
I'll give you the off days and rainouts are annoying and not ideal. I agree with you on that. And you wouldn't want a suspended game like we had in 08. But
I'm not saying that I would want to play every day either. I mean, I think that they should have been off days in the LCS.
Okay. Yeah, and you could have that even without travel.
Right.
Just for the sake of it.
Of course. No,
but
of course. Just to give them a break.
I like the, not ambiance isn't the right word. I like the weather, like the cold, the crispness, even the rain. Remember the Grand Slam single? Wasn't part of that fun because it was in the rain?
I'm not big on baseball in the rain. I'm serious. I mean,
I just
hate that. I hate that about baseball is the rain delay and the elements factoring in. And to me, and look, who knows what they're going to do going forward. I mean, maybe they are going to eventually do that. But I got to say, to me, that means something to me. I got to tell you that.
I got you. The one thing that was surprising to me is that they put, I guess, 12,000 people at Globe Life.
Right.
About 12,000 people.
Right.
The crowd was into it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if they were pumping in crowd sound. If they were, then what the hell am I talking about? I don't even know what they did. But it at least sounded as if the crowd was really into it. So it helped. It helped having a crowd there. But
I would think that they're playing in Texas is going to – if the, you know, whatever crowd they're going to have is going to probably be a pro-Dodger crowd.
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to
be. You would think so.
And the funny thing about all this is if the Dodgers and Rays played in the World Series, we wouldn't have to worry about weather between Dodgers Stadium and the Dome in Tampa.
No, you're right about that. That's true.